What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. What's up? What's up? What's up? Man, mindset, I'm the Dean. Class and session, guys. Get to chop it up with y'all. Y'all, some game. Got to carry over what we were talking about yesterday. We're going to talk about that. But before we start that show, I want to let y'all guys know that this show is 100% original. It's 100% all us. Nobody talks about the stuff we talk about on the show. And we just want to let you guys know that. But also, guys, not only to know that, guys, we want you guys to also know that the thing about this show that's totally different than everyone else is that we ask you to do things that nobody else asks you to do, like go ahead and get and go to the store, Amazon, go get your puzzle pieces, and begin the process of creating your world, your life, your way. And that's what we want you guys to do, dump the puzzle pieces out and put those puzzle pieces together. We're the only ones that ask you to do that. 4:30. 3:30, 3:15, so about 4 in the morning, we'll have a show tomorrow morning for you guys overseas. Have an early show for you guys overseas to check that out. But anyway, if you have a question, gentlemen, please ask a question, put a Q in there. If you want to call in, you got the number. The call in is 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. And we want to help you guys any way we possibly can. And again, we welcome all you guys here. Hope you guys are doing fine. Get your crayons out. Lot to talk about. Lot to discuss here. I promised somebody real quick. One of my clients had called in. A guy who was coaching. I always say to you if you listen to me, I'm sure you are, is I always love to give you an advantage, and I'm very proud of you that you are taking all the information I'm giving. And not too many people are doing that. Not too many people are taking that information. And this guy, he took the information I talked about nude modeling and getting into the world of aristocrats and people that have money and stuff like that. And we hooked him up with some places, and he's on his way. So always remember, art is all about shape. It's different shapes, drawing, sculpting, painting. They're all the same, but it gives you an advantage that shows women that if you are willing to take your clothes off in front of everybody, you're not ashamed of your body and who you are. So I think that's an awesome thing that you're doing. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure I say that to you guys. But also, if you want to call in, okay, and you got questions, go ahead and do that. We're continuing to kind of go off of what we talked about yesterday about your name, your family name, the importance of it, and things that women should see in your name and who you are. Most people don't get it, man. A lot of women will throw the pussy your way on general principle of your name and how you carry yourself. And your name should be seen as somebody who, above all things, is in control. So one thing that the average guy's name isn't, he's not in control of himself. He's not in control of how he thinks. He's not in control of how he moves. So many guys out here are, if you think about a lot of guys in this game, they're so dependent on things outside of themselves. They're so dependent on certain types of substance. Now, again, I'm not here to knock you if you smoke weed or you drink. That's not the point. But a lot of you guys look to external things. Yes, you're in control of what you put into your body, how you spend your time, and how long you make your time is. But as I said before, as a man, we want you to have a clear head on everything you do. Where a lot of guys who are stressing, sad, upset, and all that other stuff, they will look to drugs and things like that. So, you know, a lot of guys are just not in control. Okay? A lot of guys are just not in control of who they are. Question right here. When could we get... okay, anyway. Next question here. Can you please explain? You can't. I can't. I don't think you guys understand that this game is not built for everybody. Just because you listen to a show or you buy a book or you sit in front of somebody, that you automatically are going to learn game. You just ain't built for this shit, man. You know what I mean? You just ain't built for this shit. And it's not for everybody, because everybody can't be a student of the game. Why do you guys say don't compliment a woman? And hey, big guy, I'm about to show you what I'm talking about. Remember I just told you the game ain't for everybody. Let me give you an example. You see, everybody say they want to be part of the game and they want to learn game and they want to learn what you say, like your core and all this other stuff. But yet, all you do is listen to other fucking men who don't know shit about game. But not only does this fool listen to fools that say that shit, his homosexual tendencies are coming out because he's worried about other guys. So do you see now, Mr. Real, why everybody can't be or ever get to the core? Because they're always worried about other men. And they always listen to bad information. And they take that information as truth. Because a real man, Mr. Real, will compliment a woman when it's worthy of a compliment. And he's a complimentary person because being with him in his time is a compliment. But see, I hope you understand right now why very few will ever be masters of the game. Because very few don't think like this stupid shit right here. So I just want to let you know that even though you say you want to be in the game and all that shit, you ain't a lot of motherfuckers just ain't built for that shit by the way they talk and the way they think and how they move. It's just not built for everybody. So it takes a lot of work. It's a very, very exclusive club. Very exclusive. And to be in this club, you can't be thinking about what other men say and shit like that. And you can't believe everything you hear on the internet because it's not true. All right? So just want to let you know. Guys, you got a question, please put a Q in there. We got y'all covered and stuff like that if y'all want to call me. You got it. But we're talking about men and your name and how important your name is. Okay? See, one of the biggest problems, and it's not even a problem. You know, it's not a problem. It's a good thing. Because instead of lying to yourselves and trying to be something that you're not, I always say be who you are. Don't try to be anything else. Be who you are. I always say that. I always say to you guys, if you guys want to sleep with a woman, go ahead and ask for the – get it. Hey, look, get the no out of the way early. Get it out of the way. Just ask for it and – allow her to look at you like you're a weird, creepy motherfucker and just get it out of the way. Don't take her on no dinners or nothing. Don't waste your time. Because you don't understand, a lot of y'all guys are not built to get pussy. Because most of you guys are not actually true to yourselves. A lot of guys aren't, but no boxing. Boxing, here's the thing, my brother. I see what you're saying, but here lies the problem. You're only looking at one door. You're not looking at a door behind the door, meaning that it doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you want. It doesn't matter what you do. Women have I don't even know what to describe it, but they know when you're a bitch. I guess it's bitch-ar or something. Just weird. It's something about the average guy out there, you know. The average guy out there, the modern man, that a woman finds to be weird, creepy, judgmental. So even if you make your intentions clear, boxing, I see what you're saying. The problem is that she knows you ain't standing on shit. Matter of fact, boxing, peep this shit. Not only are you ain't standing on shit, you trying to stand on her name. You trying to do everything you can to please her. So as you see, boxing, even if you keep your intentions clear, you still ain't going to do, I'm saying that individual, he's never going to get a woman based off of what he is. You can put a monkey in a fucking Armani suit and it'll be a monkey in a suit. Put a monkey in a fucking nice car, it's a monkey driving a fucking car. See, what y'all understand and why I say monkey, because that's something that stands out. Even if the monkey had a nice suit on, they're not even staring at the suit. They're looking at the fool in the suit. And even though you might have that nice car, if you put a monkey in that car, they're staring at the motherfucking one. They ain't staring at the car. So when you make your intentions clear, they're not staring at you. They're staring at all that creepy shit that you're about. Thus, it does a lot of hurt and a lot of harm to a lot of people. And that's why so many guys out there are not necessarily true to themselves. They're not. Because nobody actually wants to live anything. See, what women will notice about a man that she won't notice about someone else is that a man lives on his own terms. The average weird, creepy guy lives on the terms of whatever the woman decides his terms are going to be. And that's why a lot of these guys lose a lot of time with women, because their terms are not even going with who they actually are. So that's what I'm saying. She knows intentions. She knows what you are, because unfortunately for her, she has met you before. But even through that, why is that beneficial to us? Because the fact she can't smell it on us is why she's more drawn into us, because she's trying to figure out, damn, why isn't he soft? Why isn't he making excuses? Why isn't he living up to what I think he should be? And gentlemen, even it might not be at the beginning. She might give you a go ahead and holler at me. Let's talk, right, on the back end. But even though if you begin to talk to her on the back end, she will recognize. I'm telling you guys, she will recognize. And when she recognizes, this is when she's going to start to shift her thinking and her behavior. And because she's shifting her behavior, you're not even going with the tide or the shift itself. Not saying follow the shift, but when you don't have your own terms, you will go along with the shift. And thus, your name doesn't mean anything to a woman. And it doesn't mean anything to a woman most of the time, because most of you guys just don't give a fuck about yourselves. They don't want different. They want original. Original. And there's nothing original about most of you guys, because you live your life trying to serve women, okay? That's it. This is how it is. Get with me, but take the puzzles apart and do them all over again. That's one thing I need to tell y'all guys. I don't know why y'all think just because you put the pieces of puzzle together, y'all doing shit. Put that shit, take it down, break it up, start all over again. And then when you do that again, break it down and start all over again. Because y'all have not learned anything. Nothing. And that's how game is. And that's how the name works. And that's how women really love about men. Because the man, it's so easy and it's so hard for y'all to understand. When I didn't have much money or anything like that, you want to know who my greatest competition was? I mean, not even competition. It wasn't even my competition. I was just told about the guy or guys. Sometimes it was guys, but more or less a guy that was so insecure. He was always asking about me because he couldn't understand why would you mess with someone who doesn't make money? He takes like buses, for God's sake. Why be with that guy when you can be with me? Now, how I knew that, and I mean, don't judge me, but I love driving this car, man. Y'all don't understand that a lot of these guys try to impress women by saying, all right, man, I'm going to give you my Audi, my Mercedes, my Lamb, whatever the fuck they have. Don't mess it up, and just I'll see you later on or whatever like that. Man, what's so cool about the game is when they call you and ask you, like, what time are you leaving? Well, shit, I got to make sure I catch the bus. Man, I'm not ashamed of that. I'll never be ashamed of your circumstances. I just had to catch the fucking bus, so I knew what time. She said, don't worry, I'm going to pull up and pick you up. All right. And when she pulled up and picked me up, she got out the car, gave me a hug and a kiss, gave me the keys, got on the other side, and I drove his shit. Done that lots of times, man. Shit. So I ain't sweating that shit, but y'all understand that's how women do shit. Let me bring in 224. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, Steve. So I'm currently texting this chick from yesterday night, and I was wondering if I could get a little bit of help. I'm doing pretty well, but I feel like
I definitely. All right, let me turn on the music and let's start from the beginning. Read the text from the beginning.
Okay, so I'll read the text from the beginning. Let me just open it up. So the first message, she says, hi. I say, hey, sorry for the late response. It's Emmanuel from Myth last night, because I took like 24 hours to respond or something like that.
Why'd you take 24 hours? Why'd you take 24 hours to respond?
I got rear-ended in a car accident yesterday, so.
Well, I hope you're okay. I'm glad. So anyway, why'd you take 24 hours to respond?
Well, like I said, I had the car accident situation. I was getting through all of that thing. So I was having to figure out my finances.
Okay, so does that take 24 hours?
No. I hadn't even thought about it. Thought about it until I settled down. Like,
all right, that's fine. What'd you say to her?
Okay, so after that, she said, what's up, Lowell? I thought you were just ignoring me. And so I said, thinking about me already before you even got a taste/experience of me, this could get bad for you, Lowell.
All right, why was that bad? What did she say? I want you to hear. What did she say?
She said, I thought you were ignoring me.
I thought you were ignoring me, right? That's what she said, right? And what did you say?
What did you say? I said, thinking about me already before you even got a taste flash of me. This could
get bad. Where the fuck are you leading her? You're making it good. I like the statement. Where the fuck are you leading her? No. Just ask yourself a question. Where the fuck are you leading her?
I'm leading her down to her face in the pillow ass in the air.
No, she said, I think you're ignoring me, which is the perfect opportunity to show you what happens when I give you some of my attention. So when she said, I think you're ignoring me, then by all means, allow me to apologize. And even though you took things the wrong way, allow me to apologize and make it up to you so I can give you some of my attention. Blah, blah, blah. I'm free here at this time, this thing. So you see where you already fucked up? You're not, yeah. Why aren't you leading her anywhere? Why are you beating around the fucking bush and not leading her in here, wasting your words? I told you, everything a woman says can be an opportunity for something. So why are you wasting your words?
Except, the real reason is because right now my car is so I can't really.
Oh, my God. It's not like she can't pick your fucking ass up. What is your car got? Well, I mean, okay, let's listen. Do you really need my help if everything you want to talk about is your fucking car? Because you cannot use that piddly bullshit with me. So will you get that bullshit out of your fucking vernacular and vocabulary with my fucking ass? I want to hear about your fucking car. I want to know why you didn't lead her anywhere.
Because I'm not that deep in the game yet. I made.
So then, what the fuck? All right, what do you want then? If you ain't that deep in the game, then what do you want? You want me to help you out? Let's keep listening to this silly shit that you're saying to this woman. All right, you said that. What did she say next?
Okay, so this is in context. It was a joke, a running joke we had yesterday because I had this hat that like Ricario has. But she says, "What can I say? I'm a whore for British people."
Did you say that or did she say that?
She said that.
So she says she's a whore for British people, okay? And what did you say?
I said, tip, tip, cheerio. If that's the case, we might need to get you an express ticket trip to British Backshots and tea with Peaky Blinders playing in the background.
Why can't you say, then allow me to be your whore tonight or tomorrow at my place? And I have no problem being your whore. You just got to be my client. You want to talk about tea and Peaky Blinders, and she's talking about a whore, and you want to talk about tea and Peaky Blinders when you could have offered your whore services to her. So, all right, strike two. So now we're talking about Peaky Blinders, Pip Pip, cheerio, and boring-ass fucking conversation. So then what?
Well, I said British.
I don't give a fuck. That shit was stupid. So then what?
Okay. And then she said, I bet you tell all the ladies that. Would totally be down to go, but I heard y'all food is kind of suspicious.
And what did you say?
I said, only the ones that catch my curiosity. And based off of your suspicion, I can tell you haven't tasted world-class British chocolate before.
Oh, my fucking God. Shout out to my dogs. That fuck, are you serious? Why didn't you say when she brought up the Bridges thing, say, you know what, I got a piece of artwork that kind of reminds me of what you're saying. See, I would love for you to experience British cooking by allowing me to use your body as a plate as I lay things on your body and I eat them off of you so you can allow my lips to taste you in a British way. When are you free this weekend? Do you not? Everything I'm trying, it seems that everything you're saying, you're pushing the woman away. And everything I'm saying is showing her why she should be on my dick. Why the fuck are you talking? You ain't, why aren't you leading her anywhere? All you're doing is like bullshitting.
This is true.
So
yeah.
Then, okay, so then what happened? I know, y'all playing footsies now. Like
right,
two gay best friends.
This
so what's
the
last message
right here? It's from her. Right. So she said, I'm guessing I catch your curiosity, smiling emoji. Well, I'm going to be honest. I hate chocolate with a passion. It's disgusting. So,
all right, cool. All right, wait. Is she in Britain? How far away is she from you? Is she around where you're at?
I don't know. Like, we met at the club yesterday. She's probably somewhere
around. Do you have her fucking, God damn it, do you have her number?
Yeah, I'm texting her by phone number.
All right, so we're about to call that fucking woman right now and clean up this chocolate shit. Are you ready to win?
Yes, sir.
Okay, get your pen out.
Okay, let me just get the pen out.
I'm going to show y'all how you do this shit. Dog, this shit is not hard. Y'all got to start trusting the process of you and start learning how to be sexy, sensual, romantic, kinky, dirty, nasty, fucking sensual, smooth. Y'all got to stop being these one-trick, boring-ass Charlies that don't know
one
how to
pony.
Fucking even express yourself. Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay, I have a pen and paper out. I'm ready.
All right, so she says she doesn't like chocolate, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what's up, sexy? This is your neighborhood whore. Oh, he's going to merge the call. You know, you're the caller that merges call, right?
Yeah, I'll merge it.
All right, okay. So what's up, sexy? This is your neighborhood whore.
Okay.
Let me know you're done.
I'm done.
Okay, then what I'm saying to you is, okay, next thing is I was thinking about you and that chocolate comment you made.
Okay.
And say it sucks that we can't experience each other in chocolate.
Hey, wait, could you repeat that for the first part of that line?
It sucks because we can't experience each other in chocolate. God, this is off the top of my head, man. This is easy, man. It's too easy.
It sucks that we can't experience each other in chocolate.
But okay. I've got a way you can experience me tonight.
I can't.
Without me being. Will you shut the fuck up and listen?
Okay.
I've got a way for you to experience me tonight, and I wasn't done, so write that shit down. I got a way for you to experience me tonight.
To experience me tonight.
Without me being there.
Without me being there.
So did I, you see, I already had that nailed, but see, you wanted to go forward, right? Can I finish? All right, without me being there. I just need to know, do you want to play?
Okay.
And the game is called...
Okay.
A Sample of a Whore. Without the Chocolate.
Okay.
Do you want to play?
Okay.
Here are the rules of the game.
Okay.
All right, the rules of the game is you being in the shower. All right, we won't even use the lights and the music. I just want you in the shower. And I want you to experience me.
Sorry, I'm not ready. I'm not ready yet. Sorry, the rules of the game is that I want you in the shower, right? Is that what you said?
Yes, I want you in the shower so you can experience me.
I want you in the shower so you can experience me. Can experience me.
In your own nasty way.
In your own nasty way.
Yes.
All right. Is that it, or do you want me, is there more?
I wasn't done because,
okay.
Listen, because, come on, dude, this is why you need to get on your fucking computer because you can type faster.
Because.
Jesus Christ, I should never tell y'all get paid.
Yeah, I haven't written in a while, I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, this is why, get to your fucking computer then and type faster.
Yeah, let me go.
Get to your fucking computer. Yeah, goddamn, dude. Fuck, I'm sorry, man. I keep forgetting y'all motherfuckers. I got all this in my head, so I don't need pencil and paper, but get on your computer so you can type this shit up faster.
All right, I'm on it.
All right, because you don't like chocolate, and I'm jealous of your shower. You don't like chocolate, and I'm jealous of your shower.
And I'm jealous of your shower.
All right. And the reason I'm jealous of your shower.
Okay.
Is because it gets to touch every part of your body that I haven't even touched yet.
Okay.
But that's here nor there.
Okay.
All I want you to do is take your towel and let that be my lips and tongue.
Okay.
And guide me the way you would if I were there with you right now.
Okay.
All right, so now you got that. So now listen, if you get the voicemail, you wait for the voicemail to be done. And just ask, now listen, this is a voicemail. I want you to leave the message up to you, do you want to play? But I want you to say, call me, let me know when you're free, and I'll call you to explain everything. So then that way you can call me and I can help you out, okay? So okay, if you get the answer machine, you read everything up to do you want to play, but since it's on your answer machine, let me know when you're free, and I'll call you and explain everything, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you ready to call her?
Do you want
to
play, let me know.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah, when you're free, and I'll call you.
When you're free and I will call you.
Yeah, that's when, you know, you'll call me and I'll do the thing.
Okay.
All right, so are you ready to call her right now?
Yes, sir.
Now, please understand, you're already at like negative 20 with all them boring ass conversations. I'm trying to move you back up to high ground and beyond into another realm. So she might, she's probably going to wonder where all this is coming from since you ain't fucking smooth and shit. So go ahead and do it. I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead and call and bring her in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. He done, Zach. He done, man. They don't, none of them get this shit. I'll tell you, Zach. I'll tell you. Why are y'all so scared of pussy? Ten seconds.
Leave a message. Thank you and have a good day.
Go.
What's up, sexy? This is your neighborhood whore. I was thinking about you and that chocolate comment you made. It sucks that we can't experience each other in chocolate. I just want to need to know, do you want to play? Let me know when you're free, and I will call you.
We said all that shit, and he didn't even say it. He didn't even... Hold on. Sir.
Yes. Yeah.
Read the fucking paper.
What's up, sexy? This is your neighborhood whore. I was thinking about you and that chocolate comment you made. It sucks we can't experience each other in chocolate, but I got a way for you to experience me tonight without me being there. I just need to know, do you want to play? Let me know when you're free and I will call you.
Okay. I thought I said more than that, but I guess it just sounded like more. Okay, so you said it all. All right, so what I want you to do is when she calls you or messages you, okay? All right.
Yeah.
I'm on it for a 2-hour show, so just try to hit me if she hits you, and then we'll go on to the next part, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, take a deep breath and relax. Just wait for a response. How is her response time anyway?
Usually it takes her like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, so you should be calling her pretty soon. If she calls you, don't answer. Okay. Call me. We'll call her, okay? And don't worry. I'll be on your shoulder. I got you all the way. But what I'm trying to show you right here, and my dog, Zach kind of got it right, but I want you to listen to me, okay? See, let me explain what Zach said. Give me a second. What is Zach's comment? Oh, yeah, Zach. Oh, hold on a second. Shit. All right. So he still don't understand the significance of how words mentally stimulate a woman when you speak with conviction. See, what I'm saying is you're speaking with conviction of being the friend zone. This is y'all's problem. Y'all don't know how to – you've got to be and embody sexuality, okay? Woman has got to feel that off of you, okay? So just when she hits you back, let me know and I got you, okay?
All right.
Yeah, I thought I did say more. No, but it was the answer machine, Don, so we have to wait, and he's going to say it in person. So we'll throw you back in 224, but let me know when she calls and I got you, okay, buddy? All right, respect. I'll throw you back in. Air code 848, sir. How can I help you, man? What's up?
Well?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's happening, Steve? Hey, me and an ex of mine, we just actually started reconnecting. I'm trying to, like, figure out, like...
Wait. Before you figure out, why'd y'all break up?
We met 6 years ago. We was in college. We was both 20, and to be honest, we was just both immature, and then we didn't know how to deal with things back then.
Do you have any kids by this woman?
Nah.
Then why'd y'all break up? Wait, excuse me. Okay, maybe I can't hear you. Why did you break up? Do you hear me?
Now I hear you. Why did we break up? All right. She felt like I didn't take her serious back then, and I saw things I didn't like. So we both were just, It was stupid shit back then.
How old are you right now?
I'm 26, sir.
And how old is she?
She's 26.
So what, y'all, what, she, how'd y'all get back together? How'd y'all meet back up?
We still were cool. We, like, after the breakup and all that shit, but we was dealing with other people, then honestly, we were still following each other through social media too as well.
And how did y'all randomly, what, did she want to get back with you or something?
Yeah, even like, yeah, just for the past couple of weeks, she's been showing signs like wanting to talk, and she said it to me before, like, that she wants to give another go, and I felt the same way, and we both decided taking it slow, because when we was in college, we just jumped right into a relationship like within a month of knowing one another, which was a big fuck up. And then
why would you take it slow? You already saw her butthole, right? So why are you taking it slow? You already fucked her. You saw every part of her body, haven't you?
Right.
So why would you take it slow? Why would you take it slow? What is taking it slow supposed to do? Have you not seen her ass crack? Have you not nutted on her face? Have you not nutted in her mouth? Have you not done those things, sir?
Yes, I have done nutted on her titties too. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So why would you take it slow? What is slow supposed to do? She's got you trying to do this romantic slow down type bullshit. Why would you let her dictate how you're supposed to be with her when you already fucked her every which way till Sunday? You already nutted on her every which way. She sucked your dick. You came on her and all this other shit. So why the fuck would you take it slow? Please explain that to me. I'm just curious. Why would you do that, sir?
To be honest, I thought that was best at the time.
No. Are you ready to call her? Are you ready to call her right now and have a powwow with her and let her know what's going to happen?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Are you near a computer? Because I'm going to tell you what to say. But, I mean, if you have a piece of paper, you can. But are you near a computer or anything?
I can get a sheet of paper from my notebook.
Get a sheet of paper. I'll just tell you a few things, and we'll call her and let her know. We're not gonna go slow. Why would I go slow? When, I mean, guys, listen to me. Here's y'all's problem. Why he's getting this paper that y'all have? Y'all reconnect with a fucking woman. And you allow her to dictate how the fuck you move because you think going slow is going to be better. That's fucking ridiculous. Why would you go slow? Why would you go at the pace that she wants you to go at? I mean, that's like, I don't know, a rabbit listening to a snail by saying, a roadrunner listening to a snail. No, don't go fast. Go my pace. So she can control everything, caller. Why the fuck would you want her to go your pace?
I never thought of that.
That's what I'm here for, buddy. I got you. That's why I got you, dog. That's why I got you. So let me ask you a question.
Because I'm still learning the game myself.
I know you are. All right. So when do you want her to come over and fuck? Because, I want you to understand something.
Right.
You've already done all that nasty shit with her. Why go backwards? You see what I'm saying? You've already fucked her, seen her butthole. You had her suck your dick, nut on her titties, her mouth in her fucking face. So why would you go backwards to what? Quarter? Hold her hand? Go on a few dates and rekindle? Why go backwards?
Right.
Why allow her? See, that's how they gain a run. Why would you listen to her and go backwards when you already met the, I mean, okay, you can go backwards, but you're wasting your time because all roads lead back to the horse nasty shit that she used to do, right? So why don't we cut out all this bullshit and why don't we set up something where you come over back over my place and spend the night with me? Come stay at my place. I mean, but wait, that's if you, wait, call, I'm sorry. I got to ask you what you want. I'm sorry. Sometimes my man mind kind of pushes things in a direction that maybe you don't want to go. So
hey,
I apologize.
Hey,
so
I'm not against nothing you say. That's why I call.
Okay. Well, but, yeah. So you call
honestly,
me.
Honestly,
yeah,
Call her. Yeah.
I was watching a show called Alice on Stars. Have you ever seen that show called Alice on Stars?
Nah.
Okay. So the movie about Alice was about a black woman who was living on a slave plantation, right?
Right.
And because she was locked into that area, she thought she was really living in slave times.
Right.
When she escaped the plantation because she got away and escaped, she was really in 1973. But because she was stuck in that area where she couldn't get out, she only thought that this is what the world was like. It was still slavery in her, and because she stayed in her area. You see what I'm saying? Deep in Georgia. So the movie was she finally escaped, and when she escaped, it's kind of like The Village, but this is like with slavery. But just like The Village, it was they thought that this is how the world was because they never escaped the area. She escaped the area, realized she was in 1970 fucking 5 or 73. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't like 1826 or, you know what I'm saying, back in those fucked up ass days, right? So she realized that, wait a second, what the fuck is going on here? What are these moving vehicles and all this other shit? Because she got free. See, her mind kept her in an area because she thought she couldn't go past that. But once she went past that area, she was in like 1973 or 75 or something like that. Why am I saying this to you? Because you're doing the same thing in your mind. See, that woman is boxing you in to what she wants you to be for her. She doesn't want you to move outside of your box because she wants to maintain who the fuck you want. She wants you to be for her by saying, we're going to do it my fucking way. We're going to do it my way. And I'm sure she dangled your immaturity and all this other shit to keep you boxed the fuck in. What I'm trying to say is, fuck what she want. We're going to escape and we're going to get into the real world and see that, wait a second here. Why am I playing by your rules? Why are we playing by your, let's slow it down, let's start over and you romance me and you take your time and we go on a few dates and we laugh a little bit. Still don't get no pussy, even though she sucked your dick and all that nasty shit she did. You don't get any pussy. And then we'll wait a few months and we'll see where it goes, blah, 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 right? Why are we doing this?
Why
allow a woman to imprison you? And that's why y'all can stop fucking listening to what women want you to fucking do. It's a want. It's not a need, okay? So what I'm saying is that if you want to ruffle some feathers and change shit up, and get out of your fucking prison or your plantation, i.e. that movie, then why don't we move this shit in another direction? Fuck what she wants. Yeah, because here's the thing. I don't want to go back. If we already fought, why the fuck would I go backwards? We've already fucked. You see what I'm saying? We already fucked. So why would I romance and take you out and make you feel good when you let me nut on your titties? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to let her know. I want you to let her know that I thought about what you're saying. This is very, very, real simple. I thought about, you know, us getting to know each other, but I feel like we know each other very well inside and out. Write that down, inside and out.
Know each other inside and out.
Yeah, we know each other inside and out.
All right.
So instead of taking it slow, why don't you come over and let's start where we left off? Let's finish where we left off. See, okay. All right, so peep game. This is one thing I always do to the ones that fucking scurry off and bring their asses back. They get mad,
right.
They get upset. They, you know, I don't like the way you treat me. I buy somebody else, blah, 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 blah. And they go away for a day, 2 days, a week, a month, fucking a year.
Right.
And when they come back, do you think I reverse clock and start all over? I'm like, hi, I'm Steven. I'm a Pisces, and let's take our time and let's get to know. No, fuck no. We're gonna go right back where the fuck we left off at. And where we left off at is where we're gonna stay at. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. So let us not go backwards, but let us move forward and let's go back where we were, and let her know. I miss the taste of your body. I miss the look on your face when I make you come. And I would love to see what a 26-year-old you taste like versus the 20-year-old you. Because what you've been doing, see, what you've been doing is playing it safe. Okay? Think about this, what I'm saying. You've been playing it safe. And just like that movie Alice, she didn't leave the plantation because all she knew was the fear of, well, if you leave the plantation, you're going to die, right? There ain't nowhere to go. So we got to sit around and get abused and all this other shit beaten down, and this is just the way of life. We'll have kids, and those kids are staying in the plantation. Nobody moved because that was just their false, fake perception. But when she escaped and got to the highway, all right, now remember, this is one that was living in the 1800s where there's like water wells, no electricity, lights, and all that shit. And here she runs into the runs out of the bushes onto a street with fucking cars driving by. And she's like, what the fuck is that? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because so many of you guys do that with your thinking. You don't want to go outside of your perception or outside your comfort zone because it's the unknown. And you're not afraid of the unknown, but you just are like, what is the unknown? Instead of just finding out what the fucking unknown is. So what I'm saying is that, listen, I've already tasted the 20-year-old. It was 20, right? She was 20?
Yeah.
Okay, I've already tasted the 20-year-old you. Now I want to see what the difference is with the 26-year-old you. Okay. You know everything there is to know about her. So why do you need to get to know her when you've already fucked her every which way, put your dick on her every which way, and probably put your dick in her mouth so many times you might knock the tooth out? So what is it? Why would you want to slow it down? I don't understand. Why would you want to slow shit down? What is that supposed to do?
And the way you're putting it, not a damn thing now.
that's what I'm trying to say. I'm shocked you let her sucker you into that. That, okay, you know what that's like? That's like a porn star who's fucked every guy and all that other shit. And then she meets a guy and says, you know what, Herbert? Let's take our time. I want you to romance me, show me that you care, and we're going to take our time. And you can pop in a DVD or a video and see, and then the first, and within 3 minutes, she's sucking a dick. But yet she wants you to slow down. You see what the problem is with that?
Right.
Yeah, and hey, guys, for all you got, if you got Stars, Alice is on Stars. No. Hey, wait. Peach, I know you say, wait. Peach says, hold on a second. Let me help Peach out, okay? Peach says, that's knowing her body, Steve, but he doesn't want to know her mind. Okay, listen. Fuck her. Oh, wait. Hey, yo, T. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Wait, hey, T, you there?
Come in the party, bro.
Wait. I'm on a live show. Let me ask you a question. This motherfucker's a player. So, T, if you met a woman that you fucked, let's say you fucked, like y'all met at 20 and you fucked, you saw her butthole, she swallowed your nut, you fucking nutted on her titties, right? And then you met her again at 26 and she's like, well, let's slow down and take our time. Are you going to slow down and take your time with someone you already fucked?
That doesn't make sense.
Exactly. I mean, how does one slow down then? How does that work?
You
already
drove down the road. It's too late to slow down.
Exactly. You already fucked the shit out of her. All right, look. All right, T. Let me finish this shit up. I'll be in there in a few hours, brother. All
right.
I respect. You see my boy? See that? I'm telling you, the point know that. You see the lady caller? Why the fuck?
Yeah.
Why would you slow down? Now is it fair for a prostitute? No, is it fair for a prostitute or a whore to say, well, you know what? I'm saving my body because I've met my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I don't want to fuck anymore. So I want you and I just to have a regular relationship. Nah, he ain't doing that. So Peach, fuck her mind because it's her mind that's putting her in this situation because her mind wants him to slow down when he should be speeding things up. So now, caller, are you ready to call her and clear this shit up?
Let's do it.
All right, now go ahead and call her. Let her know. Hey, say what's up, sexy. Let's do it. Say what's up, sexy. Say, I was thinking about what you were saying. And you know what? I don't want to slow down. I mean, I've seen every beautiful part of your body. We've had great, wonderful experiences together. And you let her know I want you to spend a night at my place because I want to see if the 20-year-old you tastes better than the 26-year-old you. And if she's got a problem with that, then say, listen, okay, well, when you change your mind and you're ready for me to taste you, let me know. And listen, you're not being mean. You're not being a dick. But who's running the fucking show here? Okay? So if you call her and her call says, you have reached 555-55555, do you just wait? And the beep, and then bring it in on the beep, and just leave her the message, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'll let you call her right now, leave her the voice message, or tell her live on air, okay? You ready?
Ready, let's do it.
All right, take a deep breath. See that? It's just a beautiful thing. See what I'm saying? I'm trying to get you, I'm trying to get you some head and shit. You know what I mean? Let's go ahead, man. Fuck that slow shit. She wants you slow. All right, go ahead and call right now. Go on, you got 20 seconds. You already have her number, so go ahead and call. Let's get that shit. Go slow.
I'm sorry, let's take our time. I'm not that girl anymore.
Hello? Yo. Steve.
Yeah.
No pickup.
Wait, okay, sir. Oh. Let the shit ring until you get a fucking voicemail, okay?
I got the automated system.
Then you click it over and let us hear you say it, okay?
Oh.
So click over, let the phone ring, and it'll be like, hello, you have reached 555-55555, right? And then you click it and merge the call and say exactly what I told you to say and tell her if you want to discuss this further, just let me know when you're free and I'll call you. Then I'll tell you what to do, okay? Don't be afraid, guys.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording,
all right, let's go.
Or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Sexy. Yeah. I thought about us taking it slow, but we already know each other inside. We already know each other inside and out. So I already had a taste of you when you was 20. I want to taste the 26-year-old you. So give me a call back. Let's see what we got this going.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase
and re-record.
Press
re-record.
3 to continue recording.
Re-record said it was a conviction.
At the tone, please re-record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
Clean that shit up and say that shit.
Hey, Sexy. Hey, I thought about what you were saying about taking it slow. But we already know each other inside and out. So instead of going backwards, let's move forward. Look, I already had a taste of the 20-year-old you. Let me have a taste of the 26-year-old you.
If you are satisfied with your message, press
1. I
want to
see what the difference of the 26.
And re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press
3. Do it again.
Message erase. At the tone, please re-record your message.
The difference.
At the end of your message.
Between the two.
Hey, Sexy. Yeah, I thought about what you were saying about taking it slow, but I feel like there's no need for us to take it slow. We already know each other inside and out. I already had a taste of the 20-year-old you. Now I want to taste of the 26-year-old you and see the difference of the two.
If you are satisfied with your message,
do it over. Get back with me. Do it again.
At the tone,
do it.
Please
Come
re-record
on.
Your
Get
message.
Back with
at
me.
The end of your message, press 1.
Hey, Sexy. I thought about what you were saying about taking it slow, but there's no need to take it slow. We already know each other inside and out. I already had a taste of the 20-year-old you. Now I want to taste the 26-year-old you and know the difference of the two. Get back with me.
If you are satisfied with your message, all right,
that's better. All right, that's good.
To, to send your message with normal delivery, press 1. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
All right. Jesus Christ. Don't make this shit so hard. Okay, wait, calm down. It's not that bad, dude. You were like this at first. Hello. Hi.
I gotta be recording this. That didn't feel smooth to me too.
I needed you to smooth that shit out. That's better. Right. But yeah, now if she calls you back or gets back at you, don't answer the phone. Let me know. I'll be on for another hour and some change, okay? So if she hits you back, don't answer the phone. Call me back and then we'll call her and then we'll get you set up, okay, big dog? All right, that's better. But just remember what I'm saying. Right now, for a lot of you guys, okay, when I was in my early 20s, right, I had a girlfriend in the fifth grade or some shit like that. And I ran back into her. She was interested, and she wanted to take her time. I was like, fuck no. Why would I take my time with you when I've already did things with you and all that? Oh, I can't believe you're that same asshole guy. You know what? Maybe I made a mistake. Well, maybe you did make a mistake. Well, when you know what you're going to make, let me know. Well, you're such a dick, Steve. And she went away, but she came back. Because they always come back. Okay? All right, buddy?
Good point. Right.
Okay, so just realize, you did good. I don't want you guys to feel that these women can dictate your dick. Yes, she should be in control of her pussy, but hold on, man. If you already nutted between her ass cheeks, pulled her hair, smacked her ass, and did all that nasty shit, why the fuck would you go backwards and like take her on a date and court her? What the fuck is that about? Why would you do that?
Right.
Okay? So we just got to stand your ground, okay? You did good, okay, buddy? Good job.
All right. Thank you.
All right? So just hit me back, and I got you covered, okay? Yeah. I'm going to be on like for maybe hours of change, but just let me know if she recalls back. And she calls you, don't panic. Don't answer it. Then you call Unc. Then I got you. All right?
All right, but all right.
Yeah, because you're listen, here's what's going on real quick. You're very excited. You're excited to hear back from her. And you're excited to know that there was interest from her as well as you. But you got
right.
caught in that plantation of that interest. You see what I'm saying? So in that plantation
yeah.
of interest, you then try to play by the rules of that plantation. Mm-hmm. Remember, I always talk about the fish. A fish thinks it's actually free, but it's only free based off of the rules of the fishbowl, right? What I'm
right.
trying to get you to see is fuck that fish, fuck that fucking tank. You're the guy holding the tank in which the fish is swimming in. How deep? I want you off that type of grid, okay, brother? But good job, okay? All right, man. Get back at me, okay? All right, man. We'll throw you back in, man. But this is, guys, this is how game is, man. Don't ever let these women try to repackage themselves and make you wait and shit. Why the fuck should you wait? And I'm not saying she should, like, give the pussy right away, but, I mean, all this, like, let's rekindle. Fuck a rekindle. I'm not trying to rekindle shit with you. I mean, it's like, y'all just don't understand women. Understand that these women doing a lot of nasty shit, and then they just want to clean themselves up for, like, you guys. I mean, it's crazy to me. So we're good. But gentlemen, if you notice what I'm showing you, you're standing on your name. You're standing on your name, okay? That's what I'm talking about as a man. Because, see, the beautiful thing about standing on your name is that you're not just standing on your name. You're actually learning your name. The average guy is always seeking some kind of sexual entertainment or something sexual from a woman, and he's willing to give anything for that. The reason why I don't give anything for that is because instead of seeking sexual entertainment, I learned to become sexual entertainment. So if I'm sexual entertainment, then number one, I don't need to seek sexual entertainment. Then that throws her off her fucking Tampax because she's used to just the average guy seeking sexual entertainment. But what I'm doing is I seek to learn and educate myself to become sexual entertainment. So when she runs up on me, I'm not playing by your rules, the world's rules, or fucking her rules. I'm playing by my rules because I'm sex. I am sex because I am a sexual roller coaster. I got a sexual culinary school. I got a sexual drug lab. I got a sexual marketing team. I got all kinds of sexual shit, but I created it. So if I create it, then I call the shots and the rules. She's not used to anybody that really leads her without trying to lead her. Remember that. And what blows people away is not the fact that I am sex and that's what I embody with her. It's the fact that I'm not trying to get it from her. And by the way I'm moving, she recognizes I get it from other women. See that? Y'all missing the thing. See, boy meets girl, right? Boy kisses girl's ass and tries to get pussy from her by doing what the fuck she wants to do. But she's lucky enough to meet me, but through me, she's going to recognize what the fuck I am to other women. But then lies the question, if he's like that to other women, why isn't he that way to me? What am I doing wrong? What do I need to do to get his attention? What do I need to do to have him understand that? Yeah, I love to get, you see, it's a whole different ball game when you signify that, okay? When you are that individual that can create the drug. You create the marketing. I mean, think about it for a second. All right. Well, let's look at a pair of Michael Jordans. It may be a $200 pair of shoe, but it starts off at what, $2 or $5 somewhere in Mexico or China or some shit, or Taiwan, where all those fucking sweatshops, and we don't agree on sweatshops, but all those sweatshops are making these fucking shoes and shit like that. So all they're doing is making a shoe, and then they're just taking a brand logo and smacking it on that shoe. That's all they're doing. And then what they're doing is taking that shoe, that smacking, they put it in a box with the logo brand on that box, and then they have a spokesperson to push that shoe by putting it by the name of Michael Jordan. That's all they're doing. And then they'll slap that motherfucker in the store, and they'll wait for everybody to stand in line to buy said shoe. The shoe, right? The shoe is just a shoe with a logo. It's just a shoe. It's just a $5 pair of shoe. But because of the marketing was so great, these motherfuckers want it so bad, they're willing to wait in line for a whole fucking day and night to be able to get hold of a pair of $200, $300 pair of shoes that only cost less than $5 to make. Why is that? Because I'm trying to tell you, it's not the shoe. It's the marketing that makes the shoe the value. I'm trying to show you how to market yourself. If you can market yourself, it doesn't matter how tall, fat, ugly, whatever you are. We want women to see the value in you. And that's what, see, that's what people don't try to show you. But it's like I say, it goes back to Jordan being the name and all that stuff. I'm sorry, I'm taking it off. It's like Jordan being the name. But as I said before, remember, you got to understand the woman shopper. You see, before that woman even makes that dumbass purchase, somebody creates a fucking drawing from you, just a thought. That's it, a thought. And then they add a little bit of color to it. And then while they add a little bit of color to it, they try to call somebody's rep and they say, you know what? $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. Can you put this on Mrs. Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, Rihanna, Beyonce? Can you just put our dress on somebody, please? Somebody that when people see it, they've got to get the dress, but they can't afford the expensive dress. But what we can do is give them a knockoff of the dress. So when that woman sees said dress and everything in the store or whatever, her first impression of the dress is, oh my God, this is the same dress that Beyonce or Umfufu or whatever fucking dumbass woman these women idiotically and sheepishly follow. They're like, I've got to have the dress. But do you notice, does the dress do any talking? No, the dress already did the talking. See, the dress, the purse, the shoes, the makeup, the eyeliner, the push-up bra, the weave, the eyebrows and all that shit these women cake the fuck on because they're very low self-esteem and low self-worth and insecurities. That what I'm trying to say, you guys, y'all are doing way too much. It's like the dress begging the woman, well, let me take you out to eat so you can give me a chance or some shit. Fuck that. We don't do that over here. What we do is we create you to be just as powerful as those items. So when that woman sees the item, she needs to put you on. Not you put her on. She needs to put you on her because having you on her, in her, around her, or your dick on the forehead, or you coming, or whatever she wants from you, is worth its weight in gold. And she's willing to make some sacrifices and rules by playing by a different set of rules. So I'm telling you, the rules that y'all must understand this, because a lot of people give y'all wrong information. The rules that women give the average guy, they don't give men. And I keep trying to tell you guys, never get mad, never get jealous, or never get in your panties when you see her showing a little bit of skin online. She's wearing a bathing suit, or she's shaking her ass cheeks or something like that online. And a lot of guys are answering, and you never get in your panties. Because I always tell you guys, very simple, what she gives you guys is nothing compared to what they give us. Oh, my God. We get to see all of through her fallopian tubes where she shows her pussy and spreads her pussy lips. And, oh, my God, the nasty stuff she stucks inside, like fucking her finger or a dildo or something. It just, y'all don't understand the shit you're supposed to get. Y'all mad about that basic shit because she's running game because she knows most of you guys are very emotional and you make bad, rash decisions just to get a piece of pussy. Thus, there lies the problem. So that's why we want you guys to see the game totally different. Like I posted something earlier today. I posted it while we were on Real Game No Theory. And I want you guys to see this. And I want you to show you the power of pussy. And I know it's crazy, but where's that shit at? I'm going to post it up again. Give me a second, guys. I'm sorry. That's just eating off the body. I apologize. Let me grab this shit. I want y'all to see something. And I don't want y'all to get mad because I'm going to show you game. Let me show you something. All right. I want y'all to see this right here. I want y'all to see this. This is nothing to get mad at. She's a cuddle therapist. They paid $1,300 to hold me, but it's not about sex. And you listen to me. She's absolutely right. But see, what y'all don't understand is that why the average guy may get mad at that because they're like, oh, that's fair, it's wrong, she's taking advantage. No. You understand that out of that 1,300, there are three people that get paid in that 1,300. Okay, let's look at it. First, the IRS gets paid because they get their cut of the money. The woman gets a cut of that money. And the motherfucking dick that's fucking her like a motherfucker gets a cut of that money. Y'all think that her money is actually her money? No, that money is your money when you know how to fuck her the right way because she will always give money to you. If she's making 13 ahead, let's say just 10 people do the math, right? Just 10 guys at 13. I mean, she's making a killing, but what I'm trying to get you guys to see is that women who have money take care of, and I don't mean taking care of you as far as her like babying you. I'm saying her taking care of you as far as in order to keep you around, she's got to give you something more than pussy, and they will pay the toll. If you're the king, they must honor, worship you, and pay the toll. They want to really do it. They want to see you in new clothes and they want to see you in different colognes and different jewelry and different shoes and outfits. And they will pay for that shit. So when they take their friend, you know, the guy ain't fucking window shopping, she's doing that shit for you. If I have no money, should I still approach women, look at my game? Dude, please, I don't understand. Can you explain to me, Kay? Before I even answer this, I need you to explain to me, what the fuck does your money have to do with anything? What does your money have to do with anything? Just let me know. I'm sorry. Just let me know what it means. Because I don't understand you surface dwellers. Why do you modern fucking males always make everything about fucking money? It doesn't make any sense to me. See, growing up, I was told not to have sex with multiple men until you get to know them. Wouldn't having sex with a guy right off the back make him think that'd be... But, well, all right, look, Peach. You don't understand something, Peach. It doesn't matter who you fuck right now, Peach. Because these average, weak, thirsty suckers, you don't even have to give them any pussy. You know what's sexy, these motherfucker? A hug. You touching their leg. You rubbing their face. You telling they're cute. You don't have to fuck these suckers, man, because they will do anything just for a little bit of your attention. So you don't have to do any of that shit. But when you get with a motherfucking man, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, you're in competition. So you better get him. Hey, you better do those Kegel exercises, leg exercises, and stretch your ass out. Because if you think bringing just your pussy to the table, it's not going to be enough. You had to bring more to the motherfucking table because the competition is deep when you get to motherfuckers that have game. Because a motherfucker that got game, you're just a piece of pussy anyway. So you're going to have to work and be some pussy at the same time. But with the majority of average, here's the good news, Peach. The good news is you're in a world that doesn't have much competition. You've got nothing but average guys just begging for your time. So you don't have to fuck them. I'm saying when you get with a man, you don't necessarily have to fuck him the first night. But God damn it, if he recognizes you're wasting his time, he's going to get rid of your ass. I'm telling you. So you run into fine lines. But you do what you feel you need to do. You don't have to fuck these guys. These guys think sex is a touch. I find out I took my grandmother's last name versus my grandfather. Well, T, this is T. Okay, this is why I always say this is the beautiful thing about game and what I teach you. You're king, okay? You're king, you're emperor, you're God. You are allowed to make the decision you choose to make. But the key is that whatever decision you make, you stand on that shit, because if you change your name from Carr, I'm just saying that's your last name, then your mother or your relatives might get in their fucking panties and shit. You got to stand on what the fuck you stand on. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. I'm a Williams, right? If I ever fucking found out that I took on my, like, a female's name that's in the bloodline ancestry, man, I'm finding out where the fuck that shit went left, and I'm going to the right. I'm saying for me. I'll say you. I will never take on a woman's fucking name. Fuck that. I ain't taking on no motherfucking woman's name. No, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go do some fucking work. But I'm just saying for me. And ladies, I'm sorry. No man should be fucking allowing y'all to hyphenate your name. And gentlemen, do not take on a woman's fucking ancestry. Now, somewhere there was a loose screw where somebody took on the woman's name or some shit. But what I'm saying for you, dog, you just got to do what's best for you. I'm only gonna talk for myself. If you're fine with being a car that is originated from a woman's ancestry, then do it. But I'm just saying for me, if I found out my name was like I'm a Williams, and I found my name was like, right? Okay. And I found out that instead of being, the mom's name was Williams and shit, and then we took that fucking shift that way, I would do my homework, and I'd be like, hey, guys, my name is Steve and Dean. I would never take on my mama or any female ancestry's name. So if I found out my name was, I'm fucking taking that goddamn name. I promise you. But it's up to you, brother, okay? It's up to you. So you should never, I don't know what you mean. So you should never what? I don't understand what you're saying. Rule asks this question. I came in late, but how do you market yourself without marketing yourself? Okay. This is why I keep trying to tell you. The average male or modern male will always play defense and wait for life to happen to him. All right. I teach you all the fucking time how to market yourself without marketing yourself. You market yourself by positioning yourself with the woman. You don't force yourself on a woman. You just want to show the woman what it is going to be like to be with you. One of the things I tell you to market yourself, most of you guys don't even know about this. Every man should have a lost and found box right inside of his door. A lost and found box. Because any woman that comes over needs to understand that women do come over my crib and they do leave shit in there. So if you come over and you see one item in my box, you're more than welcome to get one item. And if you leave something in my house and I find it, I'm going to put it in this box. And if after a day is over, it's going to be up for grabs. That's number one, right? I market myself because I position myself because I ain't the average guy. I market myself through my shower. I market myself through the painting, the easel in the living room. I market myself through the paintings on my wall. I market myself through the wine above my bed. I market myself through how my cooking skills are, how I can take this and turn it into that. I market myself by the paintings I have. I market myself. Where is that shit at? Oh, wait. I think it's on the second page. Let me find this. Wait. I also market myself by what? I market myself by the ice cubes I have. If she's over my house, I have the diamond ice cubes that I will put in her drink. I market myself by how I put my wines and my liquors. I market myself how my cups are. All my shit is ace me. It's all me. I try to show me the best way I can. But I also, not that, I also market myself again by the beautiful artwork that I have on my walls. I don't have any fucking posters and shit like that like I was in fucking high school. I have art. So I make sure that I market myself to be not a metrosexual motherfucker, just a different guy from everybody else by having things outside of even the box right here. I market myself by how I communicate, land, sea, and air, and space. I utilize all technology. I utilize texting, voicemail, video, going live. Hell, if I can find a dub and put a note on that bitch and get the note over there, I will use a dub. If I can use smoke signals and shit like that, I'm going to market myself the best way I can because I'm all about me. I don't give a fuck about them like that. I'm all about me. Me, me, me. I, my. So that's how I market myself. And that's a problem. A lot of you guys don't even work on yourselves to market yourselves, okay? All right, if you can't do that, okay. Well, wait, I don't feel worth a woman when with low fine. Well, then you're making it, unfortunately, you're making everything about the woman where you automatically fail. Next question right there, how do I create my own drug lab? Well, you got to learn game. You got to be a student of the game. Next question, how long does she work until you give her dick? But what if she wants a casual point? I'm confused here. Wait a second. What's so confusing here? Okay. I want you to listen to what you said. She wants to have casual fun. Now, for you average, thirsty, surface-dwelling modern males, oh, you're like, yay. Oh, yippee, yay. She wants to fuck me. Oh, yay. I win. It's the lottery. All that stupid shit. That's how you motherfuckers act. Y'all motherfuckers get all excited and you get all happy because she's throwing you some crumbs of pussy. But you don't see how women work. If a woman realizes that she can push off a crumb of pussy and you come running, you're fucked. Because sometimes they don't realize, I don't even need to give them a crumb of pussy. I just show up and I got that bitch under my finger. That's where you fuck up. Because her wanting casual fun, No. Never do shit on a woman's level. Never let her be in control. Because what you're missing on the mark here, which confuses you, is that you're supplying the want. You're reinforcing what she wants to do. And guess what? And Tyler has it, but I will explain how that's why I love this about my motherfucking students. There are a lot of women that want to fuck me. Just on general principle. I got a huge fan of women that love my poetry. Oh, they just masturbate all the time. They love my poetry. They want to fuck me. But why am I not giving them any dick? Because you guys easily give dick away. See, my dick has value and worth, and I'm not just going to give that shit away. I know how to withhold it from the market to give it more value. And sir, once you give dick value, it shifts from the want to I need the dick now. But let me give you an example, because once you get behind the door, see, you're only in the front door of she wants to have casual sex. And if you're so willing to give her casual sex, that shows what kind of weak motherfucker you are, because you're giving her what the fuck she wants. Why would you do that shit? A lot of y'all guys will have casual sex and then you never hear from her again. What a waste of time. What a waste of time when you can hold out, become the need, and then become the addiction. Gentlemen, I keep trying to tell you the worst thing that you guys do, because y'all are thirsty, inexperienced, and y'all don't know what to do with a fucking woman, is you never attack what is between her legs. And even if she offers it up to you, you just don't take it just because it's there. You don't do that. Let me give you, I want to show you what it's like when they offer you the dick, but you don't take it. How, what they go through. We played it last week, but I want you to listen to the difference from a woman that wants casual to a woman that will give you anything. Pussy is just part of it. I'm talking about, baby, I looked at your bills. Don't worry, I'm going to pay your rent. I saw this nice Rolex watch. I went in the man's thing and I was smelling cologne. I said, ooh, this smells so good on my man. And I popped down $200. See, y'all ain't looking at big picture here. Y'all just looking at a piece of pussy. But listen. See how game works? See, when you become a student of the game, listen. I know they want to fuck me, but just because they want to fuck me, I'm not going to give my dick away like that. Because guess what? The next woman's going to smell on me. A sucker that's thirsty. But they can smell motherfuckers that fuck. Because you want to know why? The guys that get a lot of pussy never make the game about pussy. And that's what fucks a woman up, because women have power in the pussy to the average surface-dwelling modern male. So when the modern male gets some pussy, he's all excited and shit. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, y'all got to be careful about women trying to dictate and control the pussy. If a woman tries to throw the pussy at you, man, oh, man, let that shit go, man. I'm trying to be a student of the game since you're missing Wednesday. Okay, well, I got you, dog. I'll answer your question later on after we get off of the show. Let me see if I catch up. But see, what I'm saying is there has to be, no. Here's the beautiful thing. I'm not trying to get leverage. She's giving me leverage. I don't want what's between her legs. I want it all, man. I am a conquering motherfucker, and this is submission. Now let me show you. Now let me tell you why this is her greatest mistake. The side dude is going to force her right back to Tyler. Okay, this is what women do. When women feel like they're losing control, they try to run away from the thing that they're losing control about, not knowing that running away from something that's controlling them will always control them, because I'm already in her head. I change up the narrative. Hold on, I'm going to tell you a second. Let me grab this call real quick. 347, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's going on, Steve? My question is, because I know you always preach about making yourself desirable and, you know,
yes,
making sure the women, make sure they're in competition, right? So what about a man that's at ground zero that has no women? How can he become desirable?
Well, you got to be a student of the game. You just got to learn the game. I have put all you guys, even your new guys, in a position to get a taste of what it is to be desired by the Halloween costume I created for you. So if you want to get a taste of what it's like to be the man for a night, do the Halloween costume game that I give you, and I promise you it's going to blow your fucking mind the way we live. That's how we live our lives, where women just are all on us. They want to fuck us and they want to be with us. They will keep their husbands, their boyfriends, and their lifestyle, and they would just use us for pure sex. That's all they want to use us for. They want to use us for sex and mental stimulation, those two things. When they're with a guy, they know they call us, and we make them feel sexy. We make them feel they lose time. They feel like they're outside the world, so you learn that. But if you want a taste of what it's like, young man, get on the Halloween game, do the costume. And then in a few weeks, we'll start the process of me picking and finding things for you. But if you want to get a taste of what it's like, I say go ahead and do that, because you got some work to do, okay? It's not just an overnight thing, because we've got to create and build. And it takes a while, man. And it's not something that can happen overnight. I won't never lie to you, say you can be a me overnight. That shit doesn't work.
All right, I got you.
Okay?
I appreciate it.
All right. I think great call, sir. Great call. So, yeah, but like I'm saying, and it's a great question that you asked. I'm going back to your question that you were asking. You were saying it's about leverage. No. See, the thing is that, see, I don't want to leverage or listen, no leverage, no manipulation, no deception, no bullshitting, no playing games. So that makes us a 0.1% because everybody else is doing all the other stuff. They're playing games. They're beating around the bush. They're being something that they're not. I don't see pussy does not make me or break me like it does you average motherfuckers. They even do that when I was young. Remember, as I told you before, I was always messing with girls. It's just that when I got over their house and they started really like getting really down to it, like we was rounding third base, it freaked me the fuck out. Or I'm sitting here naked with a chick. I couldn't get my dick hard because I was nervous. You know, I was doing all that shit when I was young. 13 years old, got my first piece of pussy. She was like 24, so that was cool, right? So, and that's why for all you guys out there, that's why if you watch Power with Kanan, I post that shit on Facebook because y'all don't understand the old chicks be giving up that pussy. But what I'm saying to you is this, is that I was never taught to make it about pussy. I was never taught to make it about the woman. I was always taught to make it about you and how you build your world and your life. Where you can just tell women no and fuck their world up and make them want to fuck you more. See, you guys want wants, and that's the leverage you're trying to pull. I don't want to fucking, I keep telling you, I don't want her to like me. She's going to like me because I got a personality. I don't want her to be attracted to me. She's going to be attracted to me because I'm a smooth motherfucker. I don't want her to love me, but I am lovable. She will love me. I don't want her to want me. But shit, she's going to fucking want me. And you know, I don't want any of that shit. I don't even fucking want the need. I want the habit and the addiction. I want her to realize that no matter how fucking far you go, you always gonna come back to this. You'll always miss this. And you can run as far as you fucking want to, but you will always be able to come back home. That's my attitude. And again, there are women that just get mad at. They want to fuck, and they fucking lie. They talk about you know, come fix things and all that other stuff. So it doesn't matter. Let me see. Jay asked a question. Let me get your questions and everything. So when other guys try to get at your woman, you should stay cool. Well, yeah, okay. D, peaches. Never. I don't want you losing your life over a fucking woman. And that's why, you know what used to be great for me? I used to love just, because I could dance, but I love just throwing that motherfucking woman into the dance floor and letting her dance with a woman or some shit like that, or dance for me. And other guys be talking to her and all that shit. I trained them to have this kink. It's like, I'm just going to give you one. But I've had some where I've trained them to, like, they get turned on by a role play of she wants to get wet, so she wants to watch me talk to other women. So that's what's going to get her wet, make her play with her pussy a little bit at the bar. So she wants me to go to – she goes to the club. I go to the club. She's watching me talk to women, dance with women, all that other shit. But the role play is come up on her ass at the bar, run some game on her, take her to the car and fuck the shit out of her. I mean, that's just a role play, but they love that shit. But never get mad. Listen, your woman is a representation of you. And you cannot get mad at your woman if someone else talks to her. And don't ever try to get in a fight with somebody. Now, if somebody grabs her or does something, yeah, protect your woman. But guys are going to talk to your woman regardless. That's just what they do. They're always going to get hit on. And let me tell you the funny part about it is, one thing you train your woman to do, because this is what I always teach them, you know what's so great? Is when you're on the phone with them and they're telling you how much they miss you, then they say, hey, wait, there's a guy hitting on me. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? All right, baby. Just walk up to him when he starts talking to you, baby, and ask him, say, why should I fuck you? and I bet you're going to throw them off. So the guy's like, hey, what are you up to? What's going on, Ma? What's up? And you know what she's saying? Why should I fuck you? And walks off. I ain't shit, but that's fun for me because I always say, hey, look, if you're on the phone, they love that shit because that turns them on. They're on the phone with me telling me how bad they want to suck my dick. There's some guy bothering me. Hey, baby, it's cool. Hey, go over there and ask him why should I fuck you. Okay, are you sure? Yeah, do it. Hey, what's going on? Hey, why should I fuck you? Huh? It's so fun. This is the lifestyle we live. So don't ever get mad. Because if your woman is nice looking, they're all going to try to talk to her. It doesn't matter. Everybody sees beauty different, but you know, try to talk to her. She represents you. Let her talk to the guys. I mean, I wasn't really dating a stripper, but she would always throw the money on the bed and then tell me about all the guys that have been hitting on her, buying her shit and getting her anything, or she'll throw money on the bed and say, oh, just pick out whatever you need or whatever. And, oh, man, so creepy guys and all this other stuff. So don't get all mad, okay? Don't get all mad. Don't get upset over a woman wanting to do that. Let's keep going to the next question. Jay asked a question. Best advice if a girl is moving too quick, trying to hold hands, kissing before they – wait. Well, okay, Jay. All right. It's okay. Okay. Never shame a woman for showing you that she's interested in you. She doesn't have to fuck you on sight. She's just showing you that she's interested in you. So now you got to be the man, the leader. So if she's holding your hands and there's nothing wrong with holding her hand and kissing her if she wants it. If that's her thing, every woman has their thing. Okay. You just got to know what she's about and what you want from her. Okay. But don't make anybody feel stupid. Okay. What are your thoughts on what does that mean? What the fuck does that mean? What is looks maxing? What does that mean? What is that gay shit? What is that gay shit? Hey, remember, I think you're in the wrong room. We ain't gay here. I'm sorry. I think you want some feminine shit. What the fuck is looks maxing? That's pretty. Like, and listen, and if you want to be gay, guys, if y'all want to be gay, just, hey, love another man, but this is not the right room for you guys. I feel like that's like some either metrosexual or some, I'm trying to get a guy to like me, and I'm sorry. If you want to be with a guy, I'm not here to judge you, but this is not the right room for you. So I don't know what fucking looks maxing is, but that sounds like some feminine-ass booty shit. Should I let my girl go to party? Yeah, why? Okay, who the fuck are you? I don't understand. I don't think y'all understand game. You let them. Okay. You're new, so I explained this in August. Look, all her fucking life, she's been told what not to do. And whenever she's told not to do something, she's going to rebel against the person that's telling her not to do anything. So that's why you tell her to go do whatever the fuck she wants to goddamn do and give her the freedom to do whatever she wants. See, y'all guys don't know game, or y'all don't see the door beyond the door. I want her to go because you don't understand when you get the message or the phone call, I miss you. I'm not really having fun. You know, why would you want me to go to this party? I just got guys hounding. No, listen. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Why? Are you seeing someone right now? Why don't you want me there? Ah, see that right there? See, in order to see, you never force a woman to be up under you, bruh. You let her go and let her make the decision that without you, it's just not fun. So then she will make the decision not to go out. Let her go the fuck out. Listen, I'm going to tell you how I used to tell my clients. I used to tell them, all right. And they're like, all right. I said, what's she wearing today? She in a red shirt? Okay, where's she at today? Oh, she's at Walmart? Tell her to take a photo of Walmart. Tell her to take a photo when she's at this place. Tell her to take a photo that way. Because once we know what she's wearing, all she got to do is send that photo to that sucker and he's going to be good while you're fucking her naked ass in the hotel. And all you got to do is just keep sending photos and letting her know what you're doing. Just save up, just stack up your photos, keep taking your fucking selfies because he's just looking at his selfie anyway. And you know what? I'm telling you about women. When you try to stop them from doing shit, they know game where they can get away with shit. Oh, my God. They know so much game. And to throw you off the scent, they'll tell you how much they care. I love you and I miss you and I don't really like it, but I'm, oh, my girlfriends are calling me. I got to go. That's the bed rocking because they're fucking. 848, did she reply back to you, sir?
Yeah. Well, she actually replied back to a WhatsApp message that I texted like 3 hours before I even got on the show.
Okay, so you ready to call her? Is she down? What did she say?
She just texted me like with nice with the blushing emoji and all that shit.
Nice. What did she say?
Nice. She was replying to a previous message.
She said not. Wait, I'm not fuck her previous message. What about the one we sent? What did you send her as a message before you talked to me?
Before I talked to you, you're asking, right?
What?
I replied to a message like just saying, nah, I just got back from shooting hoops. Some shit I was just saying because I didn't reply to the message. That's all. And before I got on the show.
Send her a message saying, I'm about to call you. Make sure you pick up. Just text her right now. I'm about to call you. Make sure you pick up. Okay. Did you send it to her?
Yeah, texting her right now.
Yeah, tell her I'm about to call you. Pick your phone up.
All right.
You're telling her what to do. I'm about to call you. Pick your phone up. I don't want to see, she's trying to avoid the elephant in the fucking room. What did she tell you? Oh, wow, how was your basketball game or some piddly-ass shit like that?
Nah, she texts back with nice blushy emoji.
Okay, good. Now we're somewhere. So this is what I want you to say. Now, ready to say this shit? We're calling to say this. You ready?
And she just texted me now. Just text me.
She said just text me. What?
Yeah. Yeah, what? That's what I'm saying.
Wait, she said just text me?
Yeah, after, listen,
are you going to pick up your phone or not? Because I don't want to waste your time or my time. Because, again, I don't know, she might be another guy. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but fuck that. Are you going to pick up your phone or not? Because I don't want to wait. This is text it to her. Are you going to pick up your phone or not? Because I don't want to waste your time or my time. Send that shit to her right now. Don't let her dictate this shit. Because I promise you, if they want to make time, she'll find a way to make time. Because I got a strong suspicion that she's riding on a dick right now. Or she's with another guy right now. Mister, let's try it and slow it down and all that bullshit. So let's see what she's got to say. Did you send it to her?
Typing them right now.
See, guys, this is what I keep telling y'all, man. Y'all always fall in this shit. If she really is into him, she'll be...
She just double text me, everything okay with you? Question mark at the end.
All right. Here's the thing. When I call you, are you going to pick up? That's all I want to know. Question mark. When I call, you're going to pick up it. That's all I want to know. Just yes or no. That's all I want to know. Because I'm telling you guys, if she doesn't pick up her phone, she's with another guy right now. There's no other reason why a woman would not pick up her phone unless there's another guy around. And that's why she's doing that sly bar texting. Fuck that. We're going to get to the bottom of this shit. Because if she says she ain't got time to talk to you on the phone, then we're going to start to move the thing from rated NC-17 to rated R to rated X. Fuck that. Y'all guys don't understand. See, when women avoid trying to talk to you, they're talking or with somebody else right now. What did she say? Is everything all right with
you? WhatsApp. right now.
Let's see what she. Let's see the fuck she what she says, and we'll go from there. So I keep you on. Just interrupt me when she says something, okay?
All right, but
okay. Let me see. Let me get to any questions. This guy says, looks maxing is an attempt to enhance one's appearance by methods including, get it. Okay, thank you for telling me about that guy that uses a female cartoon person. I want to let you guys understand something. Your looks might get a little curiosity, but it's not going to get your foot in the door. Because if you get a haircut, dress nice, or go to the gym, I do's, as soon as you open your weak fucking mouth, your I am, she's going to know you're full of shit. She's going to know that you, okay, what, all right, I'm going to show you what looks maxing is in the real world. I'm going to give you an example. Give me a second. Can you see if she read your message? Because I know on WhatsApp you can see if she read your message. Did she read your message?
Nah. Blue check didn't highlight yet.
All right, let's see what's up. Hold on a second. All right, I'm going to show y'all what looks maxing is so y'all can open your eyes and see shit. Hold on. Watch this, guys. They give it a name called looks maxing, I guess. But I want to show y'all something. I want to open y'all eyes to something real quick. I'm going to show you I want to show y'all what looks maxing used to be. Let me see if I can find it. Let me watch this. They didn't call it looks maxing, but I want to show you exactly what looks maxing is. Hold on a second. Watch this, guys. Let me show you why these ignorant motherfuckers got these guys fucking dumb. Just ignorant as fuck. It's just, Jesus, so fucking stupid. I'm going to show you what looks maxing is. I'm about to show y'all, okay? And I want to show y'all exactly what it is. Say, let me show y'all what looks maxing is. Because this has been going on. See, I always remember, people try to change the terms, but there's nothing new under the sun. So I'm going to show y'all what looks maxing is. Okay, guys? Remember, looks maxing, okay? I'm going to show you what it is. Let me get this 2 seconds. All right. So this is what looks maxing is. Now, gentlemen, since the 40s, 20s, I guess the 20s, but it's always been going on. What looks maxing is the equivalent to a used car sale lot that sells lemon vehicles. When you drive by the vehicle, they might shine that shit up. They might vacuum it out. They might do everything on the outside like looks maxing, what this person is saying. But they know the cars ain't shit on the inside. Because any smart person will lift up the hood and check out that broken down engine. Or when you looks max and look inside that car that looks really good on the outside, and that fucking car has 400,000 miles, 700,000 miles, and some of these guys will even know how to change the speedometer on these used ass cars to make the sucker think that these cars have value. So that's why, Cobra, looks maxing is a bad thing, son. I wouldn't do it at all because whoever does it shows that he ain't shit anyway. I hope you understand. So I would not do any looks maxing, okay? Well, it just doesn't work. But I just explained it to you, Rimmer. I just explained what that bullshit is. So if I was you, I wouldn't looks max anything, okay? All right, I wouldn't looks max because you ain't got no mouthpiece, no standard, no game, nothing. And she's going to see. That's why I tell you guys, please, guys, be careful about your profiles. Please do not get professional pictures on your profile. Please do not do an activity and have your friends take a million shots of you throwing a football, pushing a hockey puck, playing basketball, or with your shirt off, lifting weights and all that shit. Please don't do that, guys, because you're looked maxing. And as soon as she reads your weak-ass profile or you open your bitch-ass mouth, she's going to realize you ain't shit. So, gentlemen, please. And see, you know what? The ones that really fuck, the ones they want to fuck with are the ones that don't make it about their outside looks, because my outside does not define me. I define me. Did she look at your shit yet, big dog?
Nope.
Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, so let's just wait. Let's just wait real quick. I've got the game as well. It's just, I gotta wait for the game. Let's just wait. I'm gonna do by probably like 30 more minutes. Yep. So she doesn't say nothing.
Call me on WhatsApp right now.
All right. Wait. Tell her I'll call you right back. Yeah. Tell her. Wait. Tell her. Give me 1 second. I'm getting off the phone with my brother, your sister, whoever you. Just don't answer it. And then let it go, let it ring, and then we're gonna call her right back. Okay.
All right.
And we're going to set this shit up right, okay?
All right, bud.
So, yeah, we're going to see if she's going to come over your place. That's what we want to do, okay? That's what we want to do. We want to see if she's going to come over your place, okay?
All right.
All right, yeah, we ain't about all that bullshit, okay?
All right. She just texted me saying that she tried calling me.
Oh, say I was peeing or some shit. I'm calling. Just call her right now. Fuck, call her right now. Go ahead and call her. Click her in. Instead of her coming over. Okay, remember, you remember the second half of this shit. Her coming over. Let's get that shit. Go. Y'all stop arguing.
Stop, sir.
No, not much.
I was just laying down in my mom's room, so that's why we're watching a movie. So that's why I didn't want to, you know, I said just text me, you know. Is everything okay?
No, everything is good. Nah, did you get my message?
What was the message?
Nah, I was thinking about you talking about it, us slowing it down, and we shouldn't slow it down. We already know each other inside and out.
Wait, what?
I said we already talked.
Yeah, like slowing it down as in like we hang out, you know, more often, and see if we still have like a spark, you know?
I hear that, but we know each other inside and out already.
The thing is that we've been like, we haven't hung out in a while, so things could have changed. Things could be the same. You know, I'm not sure. Hello?
Yeah. Hold up.
But let me call you back. Just text me, okay?
I would.
Why did you let her control the conversation?
That was my fault.
Not your fucking fault. Did you see what I told you? Why didn't you say what you wrote down? You got the paper in front of you. Why did you say that shit? What the fuck? Why did we say all that shit and you ain't even using it?
I only had the first half down, brother, from the first message.
Why didn't you just say, no, I've seen your fucking body. We can still hang out and fuck. Why didn't you tell her to come back to your place? Why didn't you say that shit? Get your fucking ass on that phone right now and tell her that shit right now. Click over, call her fucking ass, and tell her what the fucking deal is. Fuck all that hangout shit. We can hang out after you suck my dick. Get on the fucking phone. Call her. You remember that part? Did you forget it?
Yeah, I forgot.
How the fuck did you forgive when the papers right fucking front of you? Call her right fucking now and tell her what is. Stop letting her control shit. Fucker hung up, man. This is what I'm saying, man. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all see what happens when y'all ain't fucking men? You can't even tell a fucking woman, listen, I don't need to get to see the 26-year-old you. I just want to see if there's a difference in how you taste. That's all I fucking said. Now, I want you over my place so we can fuck. And then after we get done fucking, we can go walk out and do whatever the fuck you want to do. But I'm not forcing y'all for that bullshit. That's why y'all lose, man. Marketing yourself is great. Would you consider marketing yourself on social media? I mean, why would you? Let me get to the next one. I don't even understand why you would even ask that question, dog. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, man. Let me catch up to these emails. She just controlled the whole fucking conversation. Well, I told you that I wanted to get to know you better and see if there's any differences. We don't need to see any differences. Jesus Christ. I mean, just scared, man. I don't understand why y'all guys are scared of pussy. Jesus Christ.